Tri-City's residents can expect to see modern tech upgrades, as well as easier access to enhanced programs, at local libraries very soon thanks to new provincial grants. Last month, BC announced a $45 million investment into revitalizing and improving public libraries, which local officials are hoping can help meet the evolving needs of their communities. The Coquitlam and Port Moody public libraries are each set to receive their own funding. Meanwhile, the Terry Fox Library in Port Coquitlam is getting a portion of a larger pot earmarked for its parent company, the Fraser Valley Regional Library, FVRL. Broken down, the grants are as follows. Coquitlam Public Library, 1169 Pine Tree Way, $543,282.30. Port Moody Public Library, 100 Newport Drive, $262,608.96. FVRL. Terry Fox Library, 2150 Wilson Avenue, $2,365,813.80. The one-time grants are set to give the organizations flexibility to address top local priorities. This can include extending operational hours, expand on their digital collections, and provide better access to literacy and lifelong learning opportunities. In a statement, Coquitlam-Millardville MLA Selena Robinson said libraries are becoming more integral to a community's well-being. Public libraries provide a safe and accessible place for all community members to learn and grow. Libraries are so much more than just a place to borrow books. They are a safe space for so many people to access resources that can help them navigate life, added Finn Donnelly, Coquitlam-Burke Mountain MLA. Funding for libraries is crucial, and I'm glad to see our government make this a priority. The one-time grants are also an addition to each Tri-City's library's yearly operation funding, the province stated, noting it provides $14 million annually in government support. Libraries play such a critical role in our communities, said Port Moody Coquitlam MLA Rick Glumick. This funding will help them expand and enhance their services to make an even bigger impact in our community, added Port Coquitlam MLA Mike Farnworth. In total, BC distributed its latest investment to 71 libraries and organizations on Friday, March 31.